Taken from the day's headlines. The day's early freezing temperatures kept a code blue alert in effect for Baltimore. A series of storms are going to be bringing more snow from the upper Midwest through the Northeast through the weekend. New England will get the worst of it, anywhere from 6 inches to 2 feet. By Sunday, Maryland could see occasional rain showers going into Monday. Fire investigators in Baltimore County are looking into the cause of a blaze that took down a single-family home on Kenwood off of Bel Air Road. There is a report of one fatality, and a 55-year-old man was struck and killed while crossing Bel Air Road, taken to a hospital where he died from the injuries, his name not released. A 16-year-old student at Tuscarora High School in Frederick was arrested and charged with assaulting a teacher. The teacher suffered a possible concussion, chipped tooth, and required stitches. A double shooting outside Frederick High School is now being reported as gang-related. No one has been arrested so far. A former high school basketball star charged with attempted murder, Jason Sharp Jr., accused of taking part in a robbery and shooting last month on East Lombard Street. Sharp played for Lake Clifton and then joined the Baltimore Hawks in the American Basketball Association. Six state lawmakers have formed the Maryland Legislative Latino Caucus. The group's first priority is to look for ways to increase education funding. The caucus is comprised of five state delegates and one state senator, all Democrats. And up in Towson, starting Valentine's Day, parking will be free on the meters after 6 p.m. and on Sundays. There's likely to be a run on Powerball tickets between now and Saturday night's Powerball drawing because it's now up to a whopping $360 million. I'm Beverly Burke with Taken from the Day's Headlines on WEAA 88.9 FM.